Soprano Renee Fleming is an American singer on the rise. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says she not only has one of the most beautiful voices in opera today, but she's got good looks and can even act. Fleming has two new recordings. Here's Lloyd's review.
The first time I saw Renee Fleming, 8 years ago, I liked her, but I wasn't exactly bowled over. She played the adulterous Countess Almaviva in John Corigliano's The Ghosts of Versailles, his sequel to Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, and the first new opera commissioned by the Metropolitan Opera in 25 years. Last December, James Levine, the Met's music director, conducted her in a Boston Symphony Orchestra performance of Haydn's oratorio, The Creation, and I was bowled over. She had one of the roundest, creamiest voices I've heard in years. The kind of voice you hear on old recordings from the golden age of the great Viennese stars of the 30s and 40s. Her technique is dazzling. Her trills and roulades were both breathtaking and effortless. And she sang with endearing earnestness and charm. Mainly, though, she's been associated with American opera. You may have seen her as Blanche DuBois on the telecast of André Previn's operatic version of Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire. I thought the music was awful and frankly couldn't bear to watch more than a few minutes. Her latest album, I Want Magic, conducted by Levine, is a wonderful cross-section of arias from American operas and gets its trashy title from her streetcar aria, the worst piece on the album, though Fleming's southern accent is pretty good. But let's stick to the good stuff. I loved hearing Fleming do Kathy Earnshaw's haunting aria from movie composer Bernard Herrmann's sadly neglected opera of Wuthering Heights. Maybe now someone will revive the whole opera for Fleming. Fleming says she thought of this album as a tribute to the great sopranos of American opera: Eleanor Stieber, Phyllis Curtin, Beverly Sills, Leontine Price, and even Barbara Cook, who became a legend for singing Leonard Bernstein's Glitter and Be Gay in the original cast of Candide. I've never heard anyone sing this aria with more slyness and honesty than Cook, and Fleming doesn't quite measure up either, though she's fun. But in more romantic arias, she holds her own with the memorable creators of these roles. Fleming pours out the melody in the two well-known arias from Carlisle Floyd's Susanna. She's convincingly grand in the title role of Samuel Barber's Vanessa. And she's marvelous in Baby Doe's letter aria in Douglas Moore's The Ballad of Baby Doe. As the miner's daughter, she confesses to her mother that she's in love with the already married silver mine magnate and Colorado senator Horace Tabor, whose marriage she will scandalously end.
Dearest Mama, now I've found him.
On another new album, a complete recording of Dvorak's lovely opera Rusalka, Fleming sings the title role of the water nymph who falls in love with a human being. The highlight is Fleming singing in Czech the heavenly aria to the Silver Moon. None of these arias call for the kind of show-stopping display Fleming is also capable of. There's no doubt, though, that we have an important new artist, and nothing she does will be without interest.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed two new recordings by American soprano Renee Fleming.